Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline, I don't know if Chicken Nick and the crew have cracked the code on what Will Fleming goes by whenever he goes on these Red Sox road trips, but our friend Will Fleming is with us on the Harbor One Hotline with Gresh and Andy Hart, who is in for Rich Keefe today. Will, do you have multiple aliases that you go by considering all these travels with the Red Sox?
Of course. I mean, how could I? I mean, you know, people would be knocking on my door every single night if not, you know. But I'll tell you right now, I'm currently in the bathroom of my hotel room because I want to give you guys the best quality audio. The landline is important, but the regular phone, the wireless phone, is out of batteries. So I'm on the hard cable sitting in the bathtub. So
I remember the very first road trip that I took with URI that we had a phone in the bathroom. It was at the, of all places, the University of Maine, yep. Like some Hampton Inn up there. And I remember being like, oh my God, there's a phone in the crapper. It's unbelievable. Real, I mean, technology is truly amazing.
Are you literally sitting in the bathtub?
I'm literally in the bathtub, yep.
Nude or clothes?
Oh, what are you doing, you pervert?
Pink shorts, blue t-shirt, we're good.
Well, on that note, the Red Sox have played a better brand of baseball, and I know last night didn't go their way, take 2 out of 3 in Pittsburgh. You know what it is, Will? Things have looked up, they have played better. But this fight in the standings, I know there's always the, well, they got to pass these teams, this team, this team. And even though the Red Sox have played well, it just feels like they're, you know, it's like the spinning tires in the snow. They just can't get it going in terms of being able to make up ground in the standings.
Yeah, you know, it's just a lot of it's luck when you win your games, because the Red Sox won 5 of 7 and they're exactly where they were when the week started. So, you know, like in the Kansas City series, as an example, the reason that one hurts so much is that everybody else lost too. So if you handled the Royals, you might have moved up a couple games in the wild card race. I mean, it just sort of underscores the main issue for the Red Sox is that there are so many teams in front of them. And so a lot of this stuff, because of the hole you've dug, is out of your control. Having said that, as you guys well know, over the next month, they play almost all those teams. So you get your chances, including beginning tonight in Baltimore, where they count double, because you have that team right in front of you, and you can make up a game or two or even three against that club. And if you do that against the Orioles and the Rays and the Blue Jays, well, then you're going to have a heck of a week. And I think things are trending in the right direction, but there's no question that what you say is the number one problem is the number of teams in front of them that, you know, it's just like this Rubik's Cube of trying to figure out how to leapfrog all of them, and it's not going to be easy to do.
Will, I think in Boston we looked down our noses upon the Baltimore Orioles, and for good reason, given history, but in this year, right now, they have a couple more wins than you. They are a few games ahead of you in the standings. Which of these teams is the better baseball team right now?
The Red Sox are the better team now that they're healthy, but the Orioles have had a remarkable season, and this kid, Adley Rutschman, that they called up, the catcher, has changed their whole program. And you know, as you rebuild and you put your fans through half a decade of absolute misery, you need to hit on guys like him, and it sure looks like they have. And he's changed their whole program. They've had the best record in the American League East since the 1st of July, which is just really amazing when you think about it. Fans are back at Camden Yards, but they still need a lot of their other prospects to materialize. I won't bore you with the names, but they're still 3 or 4 big pieces away from, you know, being a sustainable winner in this juggernaut of a division. But now that the Red Sox have almost all their big pieces back, and Trevor Story will return soon, the Red Sox are a better team. The problem is the Orioles have had about the best bullpen in the sport, and that's how they've won a lot of these close games. They've had big hits, but the Red Sox are a better group and a better team, and it's a really important that they prove that over these next 3 days.
Will, why has the starting pitching turned around? It's been great. I mean, minus last night a little bit, but the Red Sox starters have gone on pretty much almost a two-week heater.
Yeah, and each of those stories is a little bit different. I mean, we'll see Cutter Crawford tonight, and you know, he's really emerged as something that's one of the real positives of this whole season. Michael Wacha's return was so important, and that was, other than the complete game shutout that he threw earlier in the season, that was his best start on Sunday against the Yankees. Overwhelming and dominant, and that's so important for everything the Red Sox are trying to do. So you got Crawford and Wacha pitching very well, and then Nick Pivetta had one of his best starts last time out in Pittsburgh. You know it's the Pirates, but they all count the same, and he'll have that Sunday night game in Williamsport, and that'll be a super important game for the Red Sox too. You feel like the series will be decided on that night. I mean, sometimes the simple answer is the right one, and the truth of the matter is they've all just started pitching much, much better, and they picked the right time for that.
Sort of opposite end of the spectrum, Will, where have all the home runs gone?
Man, isn't that amazing? I mean, they just don't do it. And this team, that's part of the reason it can be hard to sweep series and put together, you know, 6, 7, 8-game winning streaks for this club, because it's hard to string 4, 5, 6 hits together to hang a crooked number. Now, they did it in the first inning the other day against the Pirates, where the first 7 guys reached, but it sure does help if your offense is scuffling a little bit to run into a couple balls and put 2-3 runs up at a clip. And they just have not done enough of that. And I mean, Christian Arroyo and Alex Verdugo have been spectacular. They've been the Red Sox 2 best hitters for a month, and their offense would be nowhere without those two guys. But neither of them are a prototypical home run hitter. The answer is the home runs have gone with JD Martinez and Xander Bogaerts. And that both of those guys are a real puzzle right now, and they're both fighting it in different ways. I continue to believe that what we said in spring training, it holds true today, and that is the Red Sox are going to go as far as those guys take them, Devers, Bogaerts, and Martinez. So they need to get it going here real soon.
Just a real quick follow-up. I was watching the game last night when Xander got hit, and then I saw him come to the plate later with that compression sleeve on his arm, and he took some laborious, weird swings in that at bat. Mm-hmm. Did he leave that game worse for the wear, I guess?
I think so. I mean, he got hit twice.
Yeah.
One foul ball off the foot, the other one, you know, right in the left, whatever it is, tricep area. He's been beat up all year long. And to me, you have to discount all of his production and his numbers because he's just not been right. And I do think it goes all the way back to that weird collision with Alex Verdugo when he was going back on that pop-up and went head over heels. He's just not been right all year. And yet, I think it's such a credit to him that he continues to post. I mean, I'm not going to name names, but there are other people who have not come back nearly as quickly and have had a long way out. And Xander never does that. He is so dependable and reliable, and you love that about him. But I just think he's still not right, and I will check in with him before the ball game. He's so tough, but I just don't think he's nearly 100%.
Will, so you had mentioned that on Sunday, the Red Sox-Baltimore game is in Williamsport. It is that Little League Classic, and it's interesting because I always wondered, I'm like, boy, do the players really dig this? You know, you're pulling them out on a Saturday, and it's not that far away to go from Baltimore to Williamsport. It really isn't. And I know it's first-class accommodations and all that, but I get the sense that there are a lot of guys that get much more excited about this than look at it as just sort of another day on the schedule playing in a weird park.
I definitely think that's true. Now, the one challenge about it, guys, will be that we have to leave Sunday morning. We're going to stay in the Baltimore hotel after tomorrow's 4 o'clock game. And then we land in Williamsport like at 11 o'clock. And that's 8 hours before the game. And we're not getting a hotel there. So there's going to be a lot of time to kill. But I do think the one part about it that excites everybody and that will sort of invigorate the guys is that we're going to spend time around these kids. Like, I think we're all going to sit and watch part of a Little League game. And as you know, the game is played in front of all kids and their parents of the people who are at that tournament. And I just think in the grand scheme of 162, in some of the same ways that the Field of Dreams game does this for players, it's a different environment, and I think it puts everything in the right perspective, where these guys, for once, in the 6 month slog, can say, man, this brings me back to when I was sitting with my dad and you know, it battling on my Little League team. And it's just a totally different kind of a magical environment. So I think it'll be really special for everybody.
Now, will these local Little League broadcasters get to be able to rub elbows with the famous Joey C. the Big Cheese and Will Fleming?
I hope so, man. First of all, is that a thing? Like, are there Little League broadcasts?
No, it's just whichever ones are out of the ESPN rotation, they throw them in there. But I always wonder if, you know, on local radio, here is, you know, on Radio Free Texas or something like that, here it is, the semifinals or something. No, but it should be fun.
If they exist, they can reach out to me and we'll meet up with them.
They'll look up at you, believe me. Have you been there before? Have you been to that complex in Williamsport?
I have, yeah. My brother did a several years of those games for ESPN, so I would visit him with his kids and do the whole, you know, the pin trading and the sliding down the hill on the cardboard box.
It's
awesome. A really cool environment.
It is. For those, you slid down the hill?
Heck yeah, I did. I did a better job than the Dodgers TV reporter, I'll tell you that.
Oh, how about that guy? He broke his ribs. He messed up his arm. They laughed at him, by the way. I would dare say that if Sean McDonough and Joey C. the Big Cheese, Joe Castiglione, were making the call and Will went down the slide and you took a hard bump like that, that they would not have laughed at you like Nomar and Friend did to that poor guy.
Right? Come on. How about a little empathy for your teammate? But, you know, I just think that people watch it from afar, and I can understand people thinking, isn't this a little too much for, you know, 12-year-old kids? And then you go there, and the environment in Williamsport is just awesome. I mean, it really is. They've curated this really cool thing, and I think it's going to be really fun for the Red Sox to be part of it in a different way.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. If just going to that whole complex out there in Williamsport is pretty cool. Will Fleming, very cool of you to stand in the bathtub and make sure that we got good audio from your friend. Thanks a bunch. Enjoy this weekend. We'll catch up with you next week, Will. Thank you.
My pleasure. I'm just glad the faucet's not dripping. Always good to be with you guys.
There you go. Well, I was just waiting for a toilet flush or something like that. I really was.
Yeah, I wasn't sure where we were going when he told us he was in the bathroom. Wasn't really sure where that was going to lead us down the road.
Well, he didn't say I was sitting in the bathroom.
No.
Then we would have known.
And I'm glad he had pants on. I don't know why it would have mattered.
I don't know why that really bothered you.
It just seems weird. How many conversations do you have with men when they're nude?
On the phone?
On the phone, in person, anywhere.
Well, in person's a little different than on the phone.
Because if they're nude, I wonder why they're nude, what they're doing, what's happening. Call it a thing. Maybe it's my issue that I need to work through.
I was just going to say, I didn't realize you envision men naked that often.
I don't, unless they tell me they're in the bathroom and in the bathtub.
I have evidence to the contrary.
Tall drink of water like Will, my mind starts to wander, and you never know where you go.
You're going Willy time, aren't you?
We're talking about Willy.
You got something to
free
next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And
watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.